Right, right. This ochre or something.
That's right. And that dates back to at least 200,000 to 300,000 years ago.
Right.
That clearly precedes fully modern humans.
Correct.
And
this is out of the archaic Homo sapiens.
Right. It raises an interesting question. The evidence for any kind of art in connection with Neanderthal is very limited. So there's a puzzle in my mind. The case for art in fully modern humans is very clear. It dates, as you say, to about 100,000 years ago. You're suggesting there's something that looks like that prior to the rise of fully modern humans. Can you talk a little bit more about that puzzle?
Right. So partly, you know, what we're asking here is, how can we reconstruct the minimal cognitive capacities that are required to account for certain documented behavior? Now, wolves will roll in exotic smells. Dogs do it too. Right? If you take your dog for a walk and there's something foul smelling, a rotten animal or something, the dog will frequently walk over and roll in. And they're using it to mark, scent mark themselves. It's a status thing. It's, you know, right? It requires no complicated explanation in a sense, right? This is an evolved behavior that is clearly not running on complex cognitive machinery. I'm not suggesting that body painting quite belongs in that category, but we would expect there to be intermediate types of behaviors that lie, you know, between the kind of semiotic behavior that we get in pretend play, on the one hand, which is like at least 100 million years old, and representational, you know, external art that we get from about 100,000, you know. I'm no better than you would be at speculating what are the cognitive capacities you would require for, you know, going to a location, picking up ochre, and smearing it on your body. Yeah. I mean, with late hominids, we're talking about fairly complex social organizations. It's likely, for instance, that you have tendencies towards, if not exactly monogamy, then paternal investment, family structures. Very likely that they're fairly old. They're required for the nurture of human infants. Carrying things from away from the home base to the home base would have been going on for hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine beyond that.
Right. I wonder if you could say a little bit more about how you see this display of art enacted. I know that there's undoubtedly no trail of evidence here, but yet your portrayal of it at times made it sound like this was a communal collective activity, and other times it sounded like it was an individual's.
Right.
What assumptions are you making?
Well, I mean, this is a centrally important question. We know that any culture today, art is a collective activity. It isn't simply an individual going off on his own.
Yeah.
At the outset, I would find it unconvincing that these, you know, complex artistic creations and cave walls were simply the work of a lone individual, and that others didn't take any interest in, which I find wildly. Now, going beyond that, you know, when you make that move from, in a sense, what I suggested was the easiest to make a clear case for, this is types of cognitive processing, analytic decomposition of features, so on and so forth, going from that, in a sense, individual mind processing level to collaborative activities like torches, sounds, you know, maybe vocalizations, you know, it's a field that just inherently lends itself to wild speculation. And I actually think we should permit ourselves to say that something was most likely going on, without necessarily saying that we are going to be able to reconstruct exactly what that was. Did it have a religious dimension, for instance? Did it have a pragmatic purpose of planning future chases or hunts, right? Did it have a purely entertainment perspective? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I found most of your texts persuasive, but one point where I found it less so was in mind reading and attempting to interpret pictures of animals in terms of attempting to read the minds of the animals. I wonder to what extent maybe it's because of trying to drive your thesis entirely in terms of visual arts. You think in terms of stories, or acted out stories, enacted stories, then that would be a much more obvious medium for actually conveying the way in which people are thinking.
Right. Yes, I mean, you're completely right. The most convincing link between my reading capacities and early forms of play behavior and so on is through narrative. Narrative seems very clearly targeted at my reading. And I agree that the case for art, and this relates to Bob's question again, that the case for art practicing my reading just isn't as strong. But this has to do with just the fact that narratives vanish.
Sure, right. But presumably one can get at least a hint from other pre-literate cultures and the role of
the art of hunter-gatherer cultures today do not reproduce the art of the Ornithian. It's strikingly different, actually. Neolithic art, were you going to say something?
Well, then one studies them.
Just that these are actually relatively distinct phenomena, which, of course, on the one hand makes the task of attempting to reconstruct what was going on more difficult. It also makes it, in a sense, more interesting. There's no doubt that hunter-gatherer art today is massively narrative.
And is art from a one finds rock paintings, this country, Australia, and so forth, are they from a similar age, or are they totally different? Similarities, or is this an oasis in time and place?
I actually don't know if there are there's nothing as spectacular from this period elsewhere. I my knowledge is incomplete in this area. Most of the rock art is, of course, much more recent. So Scandinavian rock art, most of the American rock art, what were you going to say, right?
The Anasazi.
Yeah, the Anasazi, this is much more recent. And we're going to...
Well, there's an older tradition of Southwestern rock art predates the Anasazi dramatically, aesthetically more, is richer. And the dates are hard to pull off these rock sculptures, but or rock surfaces,
right.
But the best guess is that it's maybe 10 to 12,000 years ago. So you're starting to edge into this terrain.
Right.
And it's right. They're aesthetically much richer than Anasazi rock art, which is actually very
right.
Well, basic stuff.
Yeah, so just briefly on that, the inference there, the natural inference, is perhaps that as art becomes more massive than narrative, the graphic representation of it needed to support the narrative deteriorates a little.
But Just as you said that you found it wildly implausible to imagine these creations as individual, it's hard for me to imagine that there wasn't a narrative component.
That's right.
That at least was part of.
Right. I agree. It seems very likely.
Well, given that people have brought up not that it's a difference between narratives and linguistic narratives, I guess you might want to say.
Right.
But given that people have brought up linguistic narrative traditions and storytelling traditions, I think it's useful to remember that even these earlier paintings before the Anasazi were clearly made during a period where full human language was operative in the relevant cultures. We have no idea at exactly what point full human language came into being relative to the Arab nation, and how long it would have taken to develop full-fledged narrative conventions and so on once that had happened, but it seems...
It's possible it wasn't in place yet.
And what order these things happened in, right. We really have very little...
That's right. But the fact that it's relatively different from hunter-gatherer cultures today suggests that there may have been development going on those levels, you know, in ways that we would then just try to painstakingly reconstruct.
Discussion can continue at the lunch tables, which are reserved for your pleasure. Thank you, Francis.